This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first part of the show, we were taking a look at Chris Mannion's piece today for LouRockwell.com entitled, What Has Happened to Human Events? The once great National Conservative Weekly has become a neocon rag sheet, according to Chris Mannion. Those are my words, not his, but that's the idea behind it. What has happened to the real American right, as we have seen that going down the tube as well? The situation with National Review and with Human Events, I suggested for a couple of hours on this show, has dovetailed in terms of the co-optation of the real American right. I want to talk about this today with Mary Starrett. She is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. She was born in 1954 in Brooklyn, New York. She's been a candidate for governor of Oregon in 2006. Mary has quite a professional background, by the way, both as a print commentator and as a talk show host. She has a bachelor's degree from Emerson College in speech communications. Her very, very first position in Portland, Oregon, was as a reporter for American Broadcasting Company affiliate KATU. And again, most importantly, for purposes of today, she is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Her platform when she ran for governor in 2006 sounds like Mark Dankos could have written her platform. She supports free market economics, individual property rights, the Second Amendment. She opposes abortion, gay rights, and immigrant rights. She is also questioned, according to Wikipedia, whether global warming exists. I have to confess to Mary, I have no idea what I believe about global warming. But she also opposed the war in Iraq, which I have opposed. And she has advocated an immediate troop withdrawal during her campaign. Mary, how are you?
Oh, I am so very happy to hear that you're tackling these subjects. And you've done your homework, Mark.
Well, Mary Starrett is currently among the people who have done their homework as well. Your professional resume is one of the best, Mary, and I say that sincerely. I'm glad to see that somebody with your background is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. You know, as you know, I was your party's candidate for the U.S. Senate race in Delaware in 2000. Howard Phillips and I are good friends. Mike Perutka and Chuck Baldwin and I have known each other for years. And the fact that somebody like you, who is combining the ideological principles with political expertise and professional journalistic standards, I think makes you one of their key people. And I say that sincerely. You combine all three of those elements in a way that I think is most powerful, Mary. And as I look at your situation, the first thing that I'd like to ask you is this. Jerome Corsi's been on this show, and a couple of times we've talked about foreign policy and the Constitution Party and the North American Union. I understand that he has taken himself out of the Constitution Party presidential sweepstakes. I was under the assumption that he probably would be your nominee. What kind of happened there?
I think it's a question of life happened, Mark. You know, Dr. Corsi is the preeminent go-to guy for the Security and Prosperity Partnership for the North American Union. He has a brand new book out, The Late Great USA. All of these things has been a writer for WorldNet Daily, which he had to stop doing when he announced his candidacy. All of these things it was not possible to mount a campaign and do all the things he was doing. I know because I was kind of keeping his schedule for a while on some of his interviews, and it was not possible to do what he did and still sleep. So I think what happened was he realized that the fact of the matter is that he can only do one thing really, really well, and he happens to be, thank God, the guy who's sounding the alarm on the North American Union. So as you know, then to go put on top of that a campaign, good luck.
Yes, boy, does that sound familiar. We'll be back with Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Mark Dankos of America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Storet, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Mary has been a candidate for the governor of Oregon in 2006. She is a longtime commentator and talk show host, has a bachelor's degree from Emerson College in speech communications. You can find her archive, by the way, at News with Views. We talk about News with Views every once in a while on this show. If you go to News with Views, you can find the Mary Storet archive, and her latest post deals with Rudolph Giuliani and OxyContin. Well worth your time to read that article. We might touch upon that one as among those things that we're going to chat about with Mary this morning. Mary, we were talking a little bit about Jerome Corsi and his very understandable reasons for deciding to withdraw his name from consideration as a Constitution Party presidential candidate. Most of the people who listen to my show are well aware of the fact that while I don't agree with Jerome Corsi in terms of this whole issue of Israel, and that's just a friendly difference of opinion, that certainly when it comes to the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, that Jerome Corsi is the leading point guy on this without question, and I constantly point people to what he writes on this subject for WorldNet Daily. So my best to him, and it'll be interesting to continue to follow his articles in regard to this whole business of the North American Union. Without question, he is playing a most pivotal role there. That then leads us to this whole issue of the Constitution Party, Mary. How is the Ron Paul presidential campaign in the Republican Party going to affect the Constitution Party? That's my first question. And the second question is, who are the other possible presidential hopefuls in the Constitution Party this year?
Well, first let me say, let me just give you a kind of a brief intro into this. There have been some polls, Zogby and Rasmussen, that show that 80% of the voters are frustrated with the two-party system. They've had enough of this political sleight of hand. So statistics are showing that there are, at this point, more people who consider themselves independents than will acknowledge being Republican. The party affiliation satisfaction is at an all-time low. That being said, statistics are also showing that people are thinking third party. Now, Ron Paul, we all know, God love him, is he's our guy, but the Republicans are ignoring him, doing everything they can to marginalize the guy and paint him as a kook. This guy would win the election because he's got the support of libertarians, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans. The guy is 100% pure. However, we know that he's not going to get the nomination because he's not a globalist and he won't play their game. Then you add into the fact that you've got Giuliani and Romney and McCain, who are their guys, and these are ultimately who we're going to have the choice to vote for. So after you have that factored in, people are looking at Ron Paul, who's got unbelievable support, as you know. No matter what anybody tells you, the numbers are significant. He's got more money than John McCain to spend on the campaign. So when he doesn't get the nomination, he's got all these very, very disgruntled people behind him. Where are they going to go? Well, they're going to go somewhere else because they're sure as heck not going to vote for Rudy Giuliani. So when Ron Paul, if he should decide to run as a third-party candidate, either as a Libertarian or a Constitution Party candidate, and let me just say, if he does decide to run as a Libertarian, we will drop what we're doing and run and do everything we can as a party. We are the third largest party at this point based on voter registration, and we will support him hook, line, and sinker. If he decides not to run as a third-party candidate, we will have Plan B in effect, and that is to say to people, we know you're not going to hold your nose and vote anymore. You are going to have a choice, and that is why we're looking for ballot access in all 50 states at this point, and we will have somebody that you can vote for.
Yes, and basically, Mary, I was saying before you came on that the Constitution Party, like any third party in this country, in my view, has three basic things to overcome. Now, on the one hand, as you point out, there is tremendous indication with these poll numbers out there that people are fed up with the two major parties. They have figured out what's going on. Many of them have. They are looking for a viable alternative. So that's the good news. The bad news, and you've already alluded to part of it, is that when you look at ballot access laws, number one, when you look at a bought and paid for corporate news media, number two, that does not want to give the Constitution Party or the Libertarians, just to name two, any positive coverage, if at all, and then number three, this whole question of money, ballot access, media coverage, and money, that makes your battle clearly an uphill battle. You think that all of that can eventually be overcome?
When people ask me that question, I have to say that I fought against becoming a member of a third party for many years because I thought, well, we just can't win. And then I start to think back at what only 13% of the colonists had going for them. Only 13% of the colonists were behind breaking away from the largest empire, and that was England at the time, was Britain. So what we have now is we're looking at the odds were against them. They were fighting the largest empire in the world. They had soldiers quartered in their towns. They had their printing presses taken away. They had virtually every move they made was being monitored. What were the chances that they could take a bunch of guys with muskets and fend off the largest empire in the world? Well, the odds were not good, and if someone told them, you know, it doesn't look good for you guys, don't bother, thank God they did.
Yes. So, What do you envision then? Do you foresee the particularly in the present political climate? Do you foresee a situation where, say, within 4 or 5 years, the Constitution Party could move to the next rung in terms of its influence?
Well, I look at the Republican Party was a third party at the time. The Whigs were the quote unquote conservatives until they refused to get behind the abolition of slavery. So it's entirely possible that we look beyond this myth that we're a two-party system. We're not. At any time, if a party does not meet our needs, boom, they're gone, and we need to put something else in there. People are realizing that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, I think it's entirely possible we could see this happen because people have had enough.
Yes. Well, clearly the time has arrived. I mean, I was telling the listeners about my own departure from the Republican Party in 1996. I was involved as a volunteer with the Buchanan thing here in Texas. I went out to the Republican National Convention in 1996 to go to a couple of Buchanan's private parties. Then I came to Howard Phillips' convention that year. Of course, it was held on Coronado Island at the big wooden hotel there, the Hotel del Coronado. In those days, it was known as the U.S. Taxpayers Party. Now it's known as the Constitution Party, and became very close friends with Howard Phillips, Daniel New, Debbie Hopper, some of the names that pop up from time to time as real leading lights in your movement. At this particular juncture, again, when we think about possible presidential candidates for the Constitution Party, let's say that Ron Paul does not run as a third-party candidate. And that he does not run, that he simply does not get the Republican nomination and does not run as a third-party candidate in 2008. If it plays out that way, who are some of the other names that are under consideration as far as the Constitution Party grassroots is concerned?
Well, one of the people who has been very interested in pursuing a nomination is Alan Keyes. And Alan Keyes, and, you know, we obviously have some issues with him. As you mentioned, you have issues with Jerome Corsi over Israel, as do I personally. But Alan Keyes, we might have an issue over Alan Keyes because of his involvement with the United Nations and with his approval of the United Nations.
And his long association with Bill Kristol as well.
Yeah. And yeah, you're going to find everybody, there's going to be something that just kind of gives you a little red flag and gives you a little, ooh, something's kind of hinky here. But we've got Alan Keyes, who spoke at our convention in Boise several months back, and he's been hanging around, and we're very much in communication with him. He might decide to run. We have Chuck Baldwin, you mentioned him earlier, who is the most, he is just a delight. He's outstanding. People can read his commentaries at newswithviews.com as well. And I know you've probably had him on as a guest many times. We've got a number of people who've expressed interest, and at this point, since we have to go through a nominating convention, it's a wild card at this point. Could be anybody, and it could be somebody who's had enough with the mainstream big box parties, as I call them, and jump ship and says, hey, I want to run on your ticket, and you know what? We could be behind somebody like that.
Would you consider the run if somebody asked you?
You know, and you know this, Mark, having run for office, that's like asking a woman in labor if she wants to have another baby. It's you go through a campaign, which is so grueling, I can't imagine it on a national level. I couldn't even imagine doing something like that.
Well, I am not overtly trying to promote you, Mary. I'm just trying to do a good show here with a very, very viable guest, but I'll be frank with you. I look at your background. Now, you do not have the marquee name recognition of Alan Keyes, but frankly, and I have to say this, to be totally honest with you, with Keyes and also with Jerome Corsi, I have some very serious concerns about the neoconservative foreign policy tinge that I sense with both of these guys. I'm just being honest. I don't think that many of the people in the Constitution Party necessarily made the connection between what has happened to this country culturally and some of what the Jewish lobby has been supporting, provably with pornography and abortion in the last 40, 50 years especially. But so I have problems with Corsi and Keyes primarily over Israel and this neoconservative, paleoconservative divide on the issue of the utilization of armed force abroad and whether we're doing it for reasons that relate to the national interest of this country and not that of the state of Israel. So that for me would be a real issue. But even aside from that, I look at your situation. I think ideologically it's clear to me that you would be far closer to what I think would be an ideal candidate, frankly, than those fellows on the basis of the fact that I think your foreign policy position would be better. I look at your professional background in journalism and also the fact that you've been an insider in political activism. you might be under consideration in ways that you're not even aware of, and I say that honestly. We'll be back with Mary Starrett. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
We're back. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Mary Starrett. Born in 1954 in Brooklyn, New York, she is the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. She was their candidate for governor of Oregon in 2006, longtime commentator and talk show host both in mainstream media as well as in conservative media. She has a bachelor's degree from Emerson College in speech communications, and her political philosophy, as near as I can tell, would mirror my own for better or worse, and it certainly mirrors, more importantly, what has been the national platform of the Constitution Party. Mary, let me tell you, now Howard Phillips and Michael Perutka and Chuck Baldwin, just to name three, are all friends of mine. I think I know Howard and Perutka better than I know Chuck, but all three of them are friends of mine. They do not call me on a regular basis to sound out what I think about anything, which is fine. That's just, they're all three friends of mine, but I would be misleading my listeners if I said, hey, you know, Howard called me the other day to ask me who I thought their candidate should be for president. I mean, that doesn't happen, okay? But if Howard called me or Mike Perut could call me or Baldwin called me and said, hey, Mark, off the record, what would you look for in a Constitution Party presidential candidate? I would say, well, I would look for somebody who clearly has the right appearance and is articulate and knows media. I would look for somebody who is ideologically sound. I would look for somebody who knows something about how to build a political party from the ground up, the precinct level, the county level, the state level, and the national level. And there's a fourth thing, Mary, and that's going to lead into my question for you. If these guys ever asked me this, I'd say there's a fourth thing you need to look for. You need to find somebody who's been fired or who's had their cutthroat or their throat cut over principle. Somebody who's been fired or who's had their throat cut over principle. They stood for principle. They lost something that was professionally important to them, but they stood on principle, did not look back, could not be bent in a more manipulative direction for their own ends. Now, I'm reading something in your biography that I find to be fascinating. It's off of Wikipedia. It says that Mary Sturette believes that George Bush knew about the plan for the 9/11 terrorist attacks before they occurred and let the attacks occur. The remarks were made on KPDQ radio in Portland and led to a radio show being canceled. In an interview on KATU television on September the 26th, 2006, she reaffirmed her beliefs that Bush knew about the plan for the 9/11 attacks and let the attacks occur. That suggests, Mary, that you have, in my view, because a couple of things like this have happened to me over the years in the ministry and also in the political realm, this suggests to me that you know something about standing up and saying what you think under certain circumstances when the issue is right and the time is right, even if it costs you, and clearly this cost you up in Portland. Share a little bit of that experience with us.
Well, it actually started in television. I had worked as an anchor and a morning talk show host for about 25 years at various ABC affiliates around the country. The last one was in Portland. Having worked in Portland as the host of a morning talk show at KATU television, I was regularly interviewing Satanists and psychics and people who would come on the show and talk about the latest club in Portland, which was women who went out with married men, and they would try to get these married men to go out with them. So I made a couple of comments about that and asked people to call in and talk to general management about these topics. I challenged the Satanists. These were things that were all put on my list of crimes. I was fired for, quote, using the program as a forum for my beliefs. So after 17 years, I was canned. Then went to KPDQ, which was a part of the Salem Broadcasting, the largest Christian network, and did the radio talk show there for 5 years in Portland. And I was on the air on September 11th, and I remember thinking, something's not right here. I'm not buying it. I grew up in New York. My mother worked in the World Trade Center. This was all very close. We lost a lot of friends. And so when I constantly asked the questions, you know, what about this and what about that? Why was the mayor of San Francisco and lots of other people and John Ashcroft given a do not fly order for that day? Why? What about the put options on stocks? What about all of this stuff which was glaring and nobody seemed to want to deal with it? When I brought that up, I was the absolute outcry from people who called the station and said, how dare she at a time of national mourning question the government? And I was raked over the coals, and one thing led to another, my criticism of the war in Iraq, and variety of criticisms against Bush. I was told that the Salem Broadcasting people spent a lot of money to get Bush in office, and how dare I criticize one of our guys, an evangelical Christian. So all of that led to my firing. But, you know, it's the grace of God that gives you the strength, as you know, Mark, to say, look, this is just not right, and I'm not going along with it.
Yeah, and I'd say right on the air, I was once fired from a job for standing on what I believe to be absolute principle. And there was a lot of pressure put upon me. It was a situation where I felt I was being asked to compromise everything that I believed and to do something, a series of things that were absolutely unethical. I wouldn't do it. They canned me. And I think that it strengthened me as a person. It reaffirmed in my own mind what I believed and what I would do and not do. I think that an experience like that shapes a person in the right way if God spins it correctly, which he can and does. You have that in your background, Mary. I think you've got that fourth component that I'm talking about. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be with Mary Starrett. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starrett joins us today. She was born in 1954 in Brooklyn, New York. She's the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. She was their candidate for governor of Oregon in 2006. Longtime commentator and talk show host. You can find Mary's articles at News with Views. There is a Mary Starrett archive there, which includes her piece on OxyContin and Rudolph Giuliani. And, of course, many of you know that on the 25th of June, I had a front-page piece for the American Free Press on Rudolph Giuliani, talking about Rudolph Giuliani and the Christian right. And the whole question of whether or not the war on terror has now linked up with a declaration of war on the unborn through the political candidacy of Rudolph Giuliani and his linkage with certain elements of the Christian right that have absolutely compromised themselves, in my judgment. If you look at Mary Storette's background, folks, and this is me talking, and I'm talking from the heart here. I was not asked to say this. Nobody suggested it to me. When we start talking about possible presidential candidates for the Constitution Party, I think we ought to take a look at Mary Storette very carefully. She has the media background that you need. She's ideologically sound. She's a longtime political activist who knows the ropes from the inside and how you build a political party. The fourth thing that I would say, and we talked about it before the break, she lost her talk show in Oregon, and she lost a longtime position with a Salem Communications-affiliated Christian station for saying what she thought was the truth about 9/11. And when you can stand up in that vein, it suggests that you've got the kind of fire in the belly and the kind of commitment to principle, to me, that is exactly what I would say about anybody that I would have on my short list to be a presidential candidate in my party. So if Phillips and Perutka and Baldwin should call me, and I don't think that they will, even though they're friends of mine, but if in theory they did, I would say these are my four criteria, and thus far, I think Mary Storette fits that, folks. And to me, a couple of these other marquee names that the Constitution Party has talked to from time to time, I think still have just enough of a foot in the Republican Party, just enough of a foot in the so-called establishment wing of the conservative movement, that I think that they fall down a little bit when it comes to that fourth criterion. This is why I find Mary's biography, as I look at it at Wikipedia, to be of such intense interest to me. And I hope that the rest of you out there at RBN take a look at this. Mary Storette, you can find this, S-T-A-R-R-E-T-T, two R's. Well, actually, there are three T's in Mary's name, S-T-A-R, star, and then Rett, R-E-T-T, Mary Storette. Look at the piece on her at Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Mary, let's get back to 9/11 for a second. Now, there are people that have been on my broadcast that believe that 9/11 was an inside job. And when they look at the Larry Silverstein connection to the World Trade Center towers and his ownership of those buildings and these insurance policies that were taken out on those buildings before the attacks, along with some of the other factors that you cite, Mary, they see a neoconservative Israeli connection to all of this. Have you ever examined that angle on this? And this is with reference to the so-called Project for the New American Century. And the fact that for those who look at the Silverstein angle and the World Trade Center ownership situation and the insurance controversy that ensued after the 9/11 attacks, they say, there you have it, this was an inside job so that the neocons and Israel and thirdly the oil conglomerates could create the pretext to utilize American military forces for a full-scale intervention in the Middle East. Is that your perception?
Well, I think it certainly can be, the case can be made that the United States carries the water for Israel. If Israel wants someplace bombed, we just go and bomb it. And the powers that be are very heavily involved and invested in a Jewish state. And so, yeah, I think it's historically accurate to say that when they say jump, we say how high. So we're over in the Middle East at their behest. They want Iran to be nuked. You know, we're on it. And it's certainly a connection that is I think it's viable to say it's true. And what was that Israeli company that had received email warnings earlier in the day about what was going to happen at the World Trade Center? So, yeah, I think the connections are there, and there are hundreds and hundreds of these little tidbits that point to this cannot have been just sort of, you know, two guys with box cutters. I'm sorry.
Well, that's exactly right. And then you get into, you know, the security factors and who is providing the security for these airports and the failure to get these Air Force fighter jets scrambled. And, you know, Dr. Ron Larson right here in Austin, Texas, who has a Ph.D. in physics from Cornell, has been with me in the past on this show to corroborate what has already been said by several other people. Paul Craig Roberts has talked about it recently as well, the scientific impossibilities in relation to the physical explanation as to how these towers came down. So it's interesting to me, as one who on September the 11th, 2001, I was living in Philadelphia at the time and doing some post-grad work at Westminster, I did not smell at that point an inside job. I have come to believe that in all the years since. as a result of what Dr. Ron Larson has said, and I think of what Michael Romero has talked about. And then, of course, there's Paul Craig Roberts and this gentleman, Stephen Jones from Brigham Young University. Looking at all of that data convinces me that it was an inside job and that it has worked up to now, to promote the neocon Israeli plan for the utilization of American military forces abroad. Now, that's my thesis on this. You share at least some of this, if not all of it. Now, if we're both correct, Mary, that it was an inside job and that we are now at a point where public support for the ramifications of that inside job, i.e. this war, are beginning to wane significantly, do you think that we can anticipate another inside job, another false flag incident to create the public fervor for an attack on Iran? I kind of sense that that's maybe the next stage in this thing.
Yeah, I think it's just another Reichstag fire waiting to happen, another false flag, absolutely. They're saying in August, and of course they're keeping the fear element ratcheted up with these color-coded, warning systems. But I just got an email recently that talked about Portland, Oregon, where I live now, being the area where we're going to see a bomb going off as part of an exercise. Because as you know, our Peter DeFazio has been challenging the Bush administration on getting some inside documents. And as a result of that, his state is now definitely in the crosshairs. But, yeah, I think this will put the cherry on top of the sundae, how to bring us completely into martial law. And Americans are screaming for security. We can't give up our civil liberties fast enough just so we'll be safe. We are primed. We are ready to do it. And Americans, and, you know, so you say, well, public support is waning for the war. So what? We've got globalists in both parties who have voted time and time again. People put the Democrats back in power after the 2006 election because they thought that was going to be the mandate to get us out of the war. And what do they do? Time and time again, the Democrats have refused to do anything to get the guys and the gals back from Iraq. So
well, that's right. That's exactly right. And to me, as I look at this pivotal situation, false pretext for war, an unconstitutional war with globally cataclysmic consequences in conjunction with what is clearly the movement toward a domestic American police state. Now, I think of the latest on this, the Presidential National Security Directive 51, also known as Homeland Security Directive 20. I know that you would know all about this, Mary, and we've talked about that on this show. We talk about USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2. We talk about the Military Commissions Act of 2006. We talk about the fact that the Homeland Security Director, Michael Chertoff, is a dual citizen. He is also a citizen of the government of Israel, which we've talked about on my show many, many times. And to me, when I look at the kinds of things that are being said by Giuliani and McCain and Romney on the one hand, and by Clinton and Obama and Edwards on the other, I must tell you in all honesty that the fingerprints of the Israeli lobby to me are all over this, because I have in front of me the transcripts of the speeches that all of these candidates have made to the American-Israel Political or Public Affairs Committee, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC. I have some of the statements that they've given to the ADL and to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American Jewish Congress. A number of these folks, maybe as many as all six of the upper-tier candidates in the two parties, have been in and out of these Israeli-sponsored conferences in Herzliya, where they have spouted largely the same things. And the reason I mention this is that when I hear good people saying the right things in regard to what's wrong with our foreign policy, saying the right things about 9/11, saying the right things about all of these police state measures that are being undertaken in the United States, I find it difficult to understand all of that outside of who I believe the real players to be in this whole thing. And that is largely a Jewish-oriented neoconservative movement and, frankly, the government of Israel. So I simply throw that out as something that I think the Constitution Party is going to have to consider. If it takes the positions that you're taking, Mary, which I think are the right positions, ultimately, I don't see how those positions can be undertaken in isolation from a discussion of the larger context in which I believe these things have happened. Michael Perutka, for example, in 2004, did talk about the project for a new American century, which I think is good. Michael was saying, in principle, the same things that you're saying about the unconstitutional character of this war and the total inadvisable character of this conflict for the United States, and that's all well and good, but I don't think that this Israel issue is going to go away. And the reason I'm editorializing to this extent today is that with Keyes and with Dr. Corsi, with all the good things that they say, I think that they're not on the same page with me on this, and I think that this whole issue of that lobby and their influence in these other areas of American foreign and domestic policy cannot be ignored. And this is something that I think that the Constitution Party is going to have to take a close look at. And this is just where I think it sits, and it'll be kind of fun to watch in the next year to see how all of this plays out. Do you know Debbie Hopper, by the way?
I do not. I know of her, but I do not know her.
Yes, the two of you, I think, would have a lot of fun things to talk about. Of course, she was an activist for a long time in the Constitution Party. Unfortunately, her husband passed away in recent months after a long-term illness, and Debbie Hopper has been the national director of Mothers Against the Draft, which is a Christian conservative alternative to this notion of military conscription. She's
on their founding board of directors many years ago when they started.
I will say something that would blow people away. I think it would be fascinating if the Constitution Party, as the party of America First, properly understood, the party that stands on the Constitution, the party that in the main says all the correct things, I think it would be amazing, and I'm honest with you, I'm honest with the listeners. This did not occur to me until this morning, just in chatting with you. It would be amazing to me if the Constitution Party were to come up with an all-female presidential ticket, if Mary Starrett and Debbie Hopper proved to be the presidential and vice presidential nominees of the Constitution Party. That might even bring me out of retirement in terms of a Constitution Party activist position, but I think that'd be an incredible thing. The media would go nuts with it.
Yeah, but you know, Mark, then you get all the people who said that I had to deal with during the campaign, that women should not be involved in politics, that women should not be running for office, that we can't support a woman because it's not biblical. And
I think that's regrettable. Still there, Mary?
Yes.
I think that that's regrettable. I don't agree with that.
Well, we had people who said, yes, I support everything you're saying, but I can't take over your website because I have a problem with women in politics and women running for office. I can't vote for you, but I like everything you say, so I'm going to vote for the pro-abortion Republican in the race. But I can't vote for you because you're a woman. And,
that's
you know,
insane.
Why aren't you home? Well, my children are grown. I have grandchildren. I have, you know, I'm not leaving babies who in dirty diapers to come out here and make a speech.
Well, you know, I almost had a person come on this show. I won't mention the person's name because I'm not out to hurt them. But I know of a political candidate in the Constitution Party somewhere in the United States that featured this position on his website that women should not be running for a political office. And this was a Constitution Party candidate. And I thought to myself, you know, I like this person's views in other areas, but I personally don't agree with that. I think if a woman has the right views and is articulate and their heart is in the right place, they have proven themselves, and if their children are grown and they have done their job as a wife and mother in terms of those responsibilities and they're free to do it, I would vote for the right woman in a minute as a presidential candidate, and I just throw that out. Now, my brother thinks I'm a sexist because as a conservative Lutheran minister, I do not believe in the ordination of women to public ministry, for example. And my brother, who's a left-wing Democrat, doesn't like my views on some other subjects as well. But I'd be the first to say that, frankly, if I was putting together a Constitution Party ticket right now for the presidency coming up in 2008, if Ron Paul was not available and was not running, and I thought to myself, you know, I've got a pulled together a couple of names, not knowing some of the other fine people that may be available to you that I am not acquainted with and have not been introduced to. But I think a ticket, a Mary Starrett, Debbie Hopper ticket would be something, frankly, that I would vote for. And again, I was not asked to promote this, neither was it it my intention to talk about this. It didn't even occur to me until chatting with you this morning, but I thought what a dynamite presentation that would be. And I think it's a shame that if there are principled conservatives in the Constitution Party, and I know that there are many of them, that for those who would not vote for that ticket on the basis of the gender, I just think that that's too bad.
Well, I just point to Esther in the Bible, and when the time was right, she kind of came out of hiding and did some major stuff for her people. And not that I would be in any way feel myself in any way qualified for this. I think you leave your name off the list, which you shouldn't do, because you're way more dialed in on this stuff than I am, and I would ever
be. Are you talking about me? You know, I'll tell you, somebody suggested this on a Constitution Party web blog after they heard my interviews with Corsi. They said, why don't we talk to Dankoff about running?
Yeah.
And I squelched that immediately. I wrote back and said, you know, something to the effect of, thank you for the sincere remarks, but there is absolutely no way.
don't say absolutely, because you never know, Mark. You never know.
Well, no, I think that the last thing that we need to use my program for is to promote the idea that Mark Dankoff belongs out there as a presidential candidate. We'll be back with Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. When Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today has been Mary Starrett. She is the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. She was their candidate for Oregon governor in November of 2006. She's been a TV news anchor and talk show host for 25 years and a radio talk show host for 5 years. She's an executive director of Oregonians for Life and is on the board of directors of Christian Family Adoptions. And among many other things, you can find her views at newswithviews.com. Her latest post there, entitled OxyContin, Rudy Giuliani and the Sellout of America, is a must-read, folks, in regard to coming to grips with what a sleazeball Rudolph Giuliani really is. Paul Craig Roberts has already explained that to us, of course. My front page post for the American Free Press on June 25th talks about this. That one's entitled, Rudolph Giuliani and the Christian Right has the War on Terror merged with a war on the unborn. That's what I had to say for AFP. And then if you take what Mary Starrett has written at newswithviews.com on this, OxyContin, Rudy Giuliani, and the Sellout of America, it's quite easy to see what has happened to the so-called American right between supporting people like Giuliani and McCain and Romney. And then we take a look at what Chris Mannion talks about today at lewrockwell.com with his essay entitled, What Has Happened to Human Events? Folks, the American right, the establishment wing of it, has terminal cancer. And I would simply urge the Constitution Party to understand the deeper players that are behind this and to avoid being innocently co-opted by forces out there that would like to see the Constitution Party go nowhere. I think the Constitution Party, in fact, has a great future if it plays its cards correctly, if you'll pardon that metaphor. And if Ron Paul, folks, does not get the Republican nomination, and if Ron Paul is not out there as a third-party candidate under the aegis of either the Constitution Party or the Libertarian Party, then I'd like to see the Constitution Party really come up with a dynamite presidential ticket. Right now, if I had to say, if Howard Phillips called me and said, Mark, who would you choose? Right now, I think I'd say, how about Mary Starrett and Debbie Hopper of Mothers Against the Draft? That's what I'd go with, folks, and I say that sincerely. I think that would be an incredible ticket. It would drive the liberal media absolutely crazy. Mary, we've got just a minute to go. Where do you see yourself going in the next year?
Well, you know, I go day by day, one day at a time, and I don't make any plans because, as you know, when you make plans, they kind of never really happen. So I just, you know, whatever God's got in mind, but I'm hunkered down and trying to get word out about the fact that Americans need to just stop ignoring the reality of what's going on and get real here, because our time is short, and the fate of the republic is certainly going to be decided in this next presidential election. So we have got to stop kidding ourselves, and we've really got to get educated and get vocal.
Yes, and I had a young man, a 26-year-old man from the state of Ohio, who wrote me after my show yesterday. I interviewed Anissa Abdel Fattah, the national director of the National Association of Muslim American Women. We had a very fascinating conversation on the show. This young man, 26 years of age, wrote me from Ohio and basically said, hey, you know, family members that I have are going with Giuliani or they're going with Clinton. And he said, I found the Republic Broadcasting Network and I found the American Free Press. I see now what's going on. I'm trying to get them to see the truth while there's yet time. This is Mark Gankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I would really urge you to get to know Mary Starrett more closely. Take a look at her articles with newswithviews.com. She is the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. This is a lady to watch very closely in the days ahead, folks. I guarantee it. See you tomorrow. I will be with Mark Glenn and Father Martinez again. We'll be covering all of the usual things that we talk about at the end of the week.